First off, thank you so much for joining me today on CJWE. It's a pleasure to chat with you about Walk for Compassion in Airdrie. But before we get into the swing of things, tell us a bit about yourself and your role in this.
I started out actually was one of the original individuals that brought YVC to Airdrie 6 years ago. There was a team of us, and I'm one of the original ones left still with the program. Started off with absolutely no youth and no money, and here we are 6 years later with over 350 young people registered in the program and continuing to grow and make headway in the community. And it's just been absolutely phenomenal. And I've always worked in nonprofit and trying to find the potential with young people. And I really feel like this just allowed me to continue to hone in on my abilities to share with young people.
Yeah, that is so great. And I feel like it definitely helps young people feel like they have a purpose, like they're being a part of their community. Volunteering also looks fabulous on a resume, of course, too. So Youth Volunteer Corps, tell us a bit about that and how everything got kicked off with you guys.
YVC actually originated in Kansas City. That's where it's stationed. What they do is they have affiliate programs throughout North America. So we are one of about 42 affiliate programs. So there's now only two in Canada, one in Airdrie and the other in Calgary, with potential of another one joining in the new year in Saskatchewan, which is exciting. Needless to say, it started way back about 90s, I believe it was. It's been around for quite a while. And so we were just looking for an opportunity to develop a youth program, because in Airdrie, there's not many youth programs. Mm-hmm. And so we reached out to YVC in Kansas City, had a chat with them, and then they gave us all the right information about how to go about starting a program. So that's what we did. It launched in September of 2019, and we've been working with them. They help us set our goals for the year. And so we have certain criteria that we have to meet as an organization in order to stay in good standing with them. It's just been a phenomenal partnership. And last year we sent 10 young people to their annual summit down to Virginia, which actually was the second largest representation in North America for YVC program. Been a great partnership. We're glad that we work with them. We advocate for them. We're now spokespeople for other groups in North America and across Canada. So it's been great.
Well, Airdrie is very lucky to have you, Jason, and also very lucky to have the Youth Volunteer Corps. That is just so cool. So you guys are going to be putting on a Walk for Compassion on Sunday. So tell us about the Walk for Compassion. What exactly is it? I mean, I feel like it is fairly self-explanatory, of course, but what's the main goal behind this really wonderful initiative?
Yeah. So again, this came from HQ. And so all 42 affiliates will be walking on the same day and right across, again, North America. And so for us, it was designed to encourage young people to actually take ownership in the program. So young people were to form teams, get out there and encourage the community to see what they do and to share that opportunity with their family and their friends and the community. And then in return was hope that many people would turn around and donate to continue to the program so that it can continue on. Our program is free. We don't charge any money for anybody to participate, and we wanted to continue with that. We've really pushed hard to be more of a youth-led program than like adult-led. This, again, was an opportunity for them to do that. And then on the walk on Sunday, they will actually be positioned throughout Eastlake Park at various stations and to connect with the community, to talk to them, to share about their experiences, what they've been doing in the community. There'll be little activities at each station. It's just an opportunity, again, just to connect with the community and get the word out that this is who we are and what they're passionate about.
The campaign has ran through August and into the first week of September, which we're still in, of course, and people have been fundraising and setting up teams for the walk. What have been other ways, or what are other ways people have been getting involved and can get involved during this time, and even if they can't make the walk on Sunday?
Tomorrow, we're actually participating in Airdrie Fest, and we'll have a station there on Main Street, and so people can come and visit us there. They can donate either cash or through debit or credit. Tomorrow, we're actually holding a raffle for anybody who donates any amount of money, doesn't matter, for an opportunity to win a brand new mountain bike. Also, if they want, they can register online, www.yvcwalkforcompassion.com/Airdrie. They can also just donate directly right there. There's just a one-time donation. And that actually will continue right through till September 9th when it officially closes.
That's awesome. There are so many ways for people to support this really great initiative. So, how does
Yeah.
this fundraiser directly support youth in Airdrie and the community? And what kinds of services and opportunities does this help create?
Yeah, so all money will go right back into the program, obviously. We do have a small staff in which it will continue to help support to be there for the youth, but it will continue to allow them to carry out their various projects. We have some mainstay projects that happen every month. For example, we're connected into the Airdrie Care Center and also Abreu Seniors Center. We connect with them. They're called our Young Friends group, and we meet with them a total of four times a month, and where we just play games and learn from a different generation and provide tech support as well for some of them who are learning. We've been very fortunate to work with the Airdrie Egg Society. We have a community garden just a little bit west of Airdrie where all the youth have been working on that since June. And then they have a harvest event here in September on the 20th of September, and all fresh produce will be donated back to the Airdrie Food Bank to give back to the community. They're hoping this year to have around 4,000 pounds of fresh produce. This is the largest garden they've had in 3 years, so that's something that will continue. And then just a bunch of other projects. The youth developed their own podcast program. They also developed their own free cycle program, which is kind of like a library program, but for bicycles for youth in the city, where they can, you know, check out a bike for a little while and then return it. And so, yeah, just it's going to continue to go back into those and develop new programs.
Holy cow. I know you can't see this, but I just have a massive smile on my face right now. You do so much for the community and you help so many youths. And that is just so darn cool. So last question here, Jason, why do you think it is important to focus on compassion and youth leadership right now, especially at a community level?
One, I think if you look at all the various events throughout throughout the globe, I think you just see sometimes more of the negative spin and the lack of compassion that seems to be out there. And I think it's important for us to be able to try to provide a positive environment for young people to see that, you know what, life in your community can be very giving and sustaining and very positive when you see random acts of kindness and compassion towards others. And that can be just even through the small opportunities of volunteering. Every youth so far who has entered this program has come in kind of skeptical and has keeps now telling us that they just can't get enough of serving their community because they just see the joy on everyone's faces. It doesn't matter what age. And so I think that allows us to continue to build on that. And I think additionally, we live in a city right now that has been growing exponentially. Mm-hmm. I do think that this program is unique and allows young people to get involved to develop those leadership skills. I truly believe the youth are not only our future, but I think they're our present. And I think they have a lot to offer our community today. And I think if we hone in on those right skills, they have a lot to offer Airdrie as it just continues to grow and move forward.
Jason, I love your insight into that and your positivity around youth. That is so special. So actually, this is the last question I have here. And you kind of mentioned it a little bit earlier, but where can people sign up, donate, and learn more about how they can take part in the Walk for Compassion and with YVC?
Yeah, they can. Again, you can donate at www.ybcwalkforcompassion.com. Airdrie. You can donate right online. If anyone's interested in registering the program, they can just visit us at volunteairdrie.ca, and there's a link there to take you to the YVC. And again, registration's free. Someone from our staff will be in touch with you within 24 hours and get the ball rolling.